The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bijan was outstanding Sunday. Just, I mean, catching and, you know, running the football. Do you get to a point where you don't want all that? Because he's gonna run the ball maybe 16, 17 times, but you're going to throw it to him at least seven. Is there a point where you, like, maybe want to cut back and give Tyler maybe some more carries? Or because he's Bijan, you want to get him the ball as much as possible?
Well, I think that it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, Randy? He's a guy that's making plays for you, and you got to go win games. So you need to do in real time what you need to do to win this game. But you also got to begin to look at big picture. How many times do we want him to touch the ball? So in week 17, we got the same guy we got week 8, right? Week 9. So that's a real tough one to negotiate. I think that they're trying to negotiate that. I think we saw Tyler get a few more carries in this game, take a little bit of the load off Bijan. But, man, he's so dynamic. He's I don't know, you guys are just looking at all the guys, too. He's got to be one of the three or four or five most dynamic players at the running back position in the game.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Falcons, getting ready for the upcoming matchup on Sunday against the Broncos. Bo Nix is playing better, Arch. He's gotten much more efficient as the season has gone on. What have you seen from him getting ready for this one on Sunday that the Falcons are going to have to try to stop?
Yeah, you're right, and his comfort zone is getting better, and that's the way it is for a young quarterback. The more you get a chance to play, the more things you see, the more things that are repetitive, and now all of a sudden you're adjusting to them with your physical skills as opposed to having to think through it. I think he's getting to some of those points. I think the thing that bothers me most about him is, and I know you guys have talked about it, is his ability to create things out of the pocket. And over the years, those kind of quarterbacks have caused us problems. We haven't seen a lot of that here this year, and so you've got a guy that's going to come in that sometimes he just takes off because he doesn't recognize what he sees, and because he's so athletic, he can do that. So that's the part that I think concerns you the most. I think if you keep him somewhat hemmed in, they're not running the ball great. They haven't been that dynamic offensively.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. He has gotten more and more comfortable as the season's gone along. He's gotten more comfortable with what Sean's calling for him. I think Sean's gotten comfortable with what he needs to call for him. So, and that's a natural progression for a young quarterback as you kind of settle in. And as you begin to think about the young quarterbacks that got drafted, what, we have six in the first round?
Mm-hmm.
This guy might be playing the best of any of the first-round quarterbacks.
Dave, what about the defense? I know coming to this season, I know – a lot of people just knew the Lil Pat Sertan and who else was out there. But, Dave, they're one of the better defenses in football. What do they do as far as scheme-wise that could give the Falcons issues?
Well, they try to make you one-dimensional, certainly. They've been pretty good against the run game. Now, they did get run over by Baltimore in the second half of that game. If you go back 2 weeks ago, they got beat 41-10 by the Ravens. And you think, oh, well, Lamar had 4 yards rushing in the game. So they mauled him in the run game in the second half. They had over 100 yards rushing against Denver in the second half of that game. Now, Kansas City was limited, but that's not what Kansas City does, running the football. So I don't really use that as a measuring stick. I look at a team that's a little bit more like us that invests in the run game, and that would have to be 2 weeks ago when Baltimore got after him in the run game. Henry had 120 yards rushing, and 100 of that came in the second half. But the thing they're doing the best, to me, is they're, when you get to the red zone, they shut you down. They're the top three or four teams in the league, again, the red zone. Last weekend, Kansas City got down there 4 times, got 1 score. They scored 1 touchdown. And that's something that plagued Atlanta this last weekend. You had 3 champs in the red zone, He only scored one touchdown. So you've got to be able to finish drives. I think you're going to move the ball against them. Now, they're sacking the quarterback. I think they got 35 sacks. They got four guys that have five-plus sacks. So if you get in, you know, situations where they know you're throwing the ball, it could be a long day. So Zach Robinson will have to have one of his better games as far as keeping them off balance with the run game and maybe throwing the ball on first down against them to keep them off balance.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.